This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation. I really do. I want you engaged. I want you involved. I want you doing something. You don't have to talk to me. A lot of people don't want to talk to me. It's okay. It's cool. But at least get involved. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so University of Michigan. We do these stories on a regular basis, and they drive me nuts. But the University of Michigan, its professors say, don't say ladies and gentlemen or mom and dad. You know, it's a gender guide, because we need another one, right? These pop out on a regular basis, and they want to be inclusive of everybody. It's the whole trophy idea, right? We want everybody to feel good. We want everybody to feel included. Well, then change what you're doing, and you can be included. You know, I mean, think about this. Think about how many things go on a daily basis that you are excluded from. I don't know, what is it, because of your height, your hair color, one has to wear glasses, one doesn't. You're not going to always be included. You know, the FAA has a regulation on what your eyesight has to be. You know, with and without glasses. Well, heck, that's exclusive of me. I have to wear glasses, and I'm just outside the range. I feel discriminated against. You know what? I'll do some kind of protest or something. I'm sure I can find a whole bunch of people that don't see very well to get on board with me. I feel excluded. I know it's my white privilege. Get over it. The University of Michigan recently released a guide for creating gender-inclusive classrooms, advising professors to avoid harmful phrases like, I could see it if it was like guinea or wop. Those are not very nice phrases. I could say them. I'm Italian. You know, I mean, if the black people can use the N-word, and the German people have certain words they use, and the Irish people have certain words. I can use guinea or wop. It's okay. I'm good with it. And I'm not even appropriating. It's not even cultural appropriation. let me see. And, oh, they also want them to avoid saying your mom and dad. The guide was released at the end of October by the University of Michigan Center for Research on Learning and Teaching. CRLT is what they call it. Now, they say their mission is to promote excellence and innovation in teaching in all 19 schools and colleges at the University of Michigan. The primer on designing personal pronouns and moving towards gender-inclusive classrooms begins by referencing the school's recent decision to allow students... Oh, God. So students now, when filling out their application, can enter their own name and gender. Now, what if it changed from the last time they filed for some kind of federal aid, right? It's not going to match up. Going to have a problem. Your life is not that fluid, people. You young people, it ain't that fluid. You don't get to choose what you want anytime you want, however you want. No, you don't. There are certain things that are set in the sand that you set in the sand that you're just going to have to deal with. Dude, you think you? I could get. I could, but I'm not going to. I'm going to be nice. Anyway, so the, for example, professors should examine their language and make sure that they aren't using words or phrases that could be considered heteronormative. Heteronormative? I don't even consider that word normal. Heteronormative. So in other words, see, I know. They don't even see. They don't see this, do they? They don't see the fact that what they're doing is they're singling out heterosexuals and saying that anything they consider normal is abnormal. And that's okay. It's okay for them to do that. Not okay for us to do it. It's okay for them. Bupkis, if you're telling me the way I think of what I do is abnormal and not right, then I'm telling you what you think of what you do is abnormal and not right. You can't have these many rules in life. You can't have these many things. Look at, if there's 3,000 people in a room and four of them don't like the word lady, guess what? It's going to be lady all over the place. Because nobody, it's not that nobody cares about the four, but you don't change it for the masses just because four people don't like it. You learn how to adapt. You learn how to survive. That's been the problem with our young people. They don't know how to adapt. They don't know how to survive, which is why more and more and more of them are living in the basements of their parents, on the couch of their parents' homes, living with their buddies on their couches. I'd love to find out someday how many of those kids living at home are liberals and how many live in a home of conservatives. I'd love to find out. There's a study to have. I don't know how you'd have to do it. You couldn't have a liberal do it. Reforming the students as ladies and gentlemen, for example, could be perceived as normalizing gender binaries and is thus problematic. So we don't want to normalize anything, do we? By the way, they said also those phrases considered heteronormative, sexist, or gender non-inclusive. So I guess hey you is out of the question, huh? Because that kind of includes everybody, unless you don't consider yourself a you. If you consider yourself something other than a you, then I'm pretty much screwed at that point. The guide warns that professors should also avoid phrases that reinforce heteronormative assumptions, like saying your mom and dad when referring to someone's parents. The University of Michigan says that although these words and phrases may seem normal and harmless, they can send unintentional and harmful messages to students. How about the message you're sending to me that's harmful? I'm offended that you can't call me male. I'm a male. I'm obviously a male. I got hair coming through my shirt all over the place. I'm a male, or a hairy female, but probably a male. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Our mad black man from Baltimore joins us in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. I'm going to ask him about this. This ought to be really good. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for
a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me rush him in because I want to get to the rest of the story. And we'll have his take on it as well. Corey Duncan joins me, our mad black man from Baltimore, as he does every week. And I always appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to come on.
All right, Corey, let's see how you feel about this one. The University of Michigan now says that you now can't use things like, or terms like, ladies and gentlemen, men, women. You can't say your mom and dad because they're problematic, because what you do is you're normalizing gender binaries. And therefore, you're normalizing terms like mom and dad. You're normalizing terms like ladies and gentlemen. What's going to happen? I mean, eventually you're going to have to call each other human. Hello, human. Hello, human to human. I mean, this is craziness going somewhere to happen, ain't it?
Well, once again, I thank you for letting me come on and get my commentary or whatever. to all my nice friends out there, yeah, it's the black Trump support I'm back on. What I have to say in retrospect to what you just said is, well, you know, the libs are at it again. And that's the crazy, wacky crew that you know, the Pelosi's and the Harry Reid's and stuff like that. That's who it is. But I find this to be a laugher. And, you know, yeah, a lot of these things you just can't take serious or whatever. You just have to keep living the way that you've been living. I don't see what saying, ladies and gentlemen, is offending anyone. I mean, what are you supposed to say? Transsexuals and, transgender and lesbian community also. Come on. We're getting a little bit off course of what we're supposed to be as far as a society.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that we're getting to the point now, again, where every little word is going to put these kids into a tizzy, and I do mean kids, children, little people, into a tizzy. And I don't get it. You're not going to have strong people. You're not going to be able to defend this country. They're not going to be able to hold jobs for any long period of time if they can't even deal with some of these simple and easy terminologies that have always been around. They don't hurt anybody, but the one or two or three people find them extremely offensive, right?
Well, absolutely. And then you have to also look at the situation where the transgender and lesbian LGBT community can make comments about conservatives and Christians, and we're not supposed to say anything, but it's okay for them to say anything. See, that's what I'm talking about again, where you had this double standard or whatever, but it's been like that for 8 years. It was like that for 4 years of the 8 years of Barack Obama, because they wanted to bring back the fairness doctrine, and you can't say this and can't say that. So now hopefully with my man Trump in there, we can get back to, you know, stop being a bunch of wusses or whatever and this crazy stuff of being politically correct about every little thing that we say. I mean, I go through it plenty of times because as you know, a lot of my friends know that I'm not politically correct. I'm not the greatest person that everyone enjoys to listen to or even to ask a question to, because if you ask me a question, I'm just going to tell it the way it is. You like it, you don't, I could care less.
Well, here, then this one ought to poke you right in the eye, okay? So we have another bunch of students at California Polytechnical University. Now they can fulfill certain core requirements by completing a course that examines, you ready for this one? The social construction of whiteness. That's right, the course catalog for the school ethnic studies department where the class is taught even notes that the 4-credit course fulfills the GE Area D5, an abbreviation for Cal Poly's society and the individual core area of studies. Now, according to the course description, students taking the course will investigate the social construction of race in the United States through historicizing the category of whiteness, while determining why white was invented as a racial category. I thought I was born this way, right? Weren't you born black? I mean, did you create black as a racial category? I mean, these guys, see, these professors, they got way too much time on their hands, right?
Well, absolutely. And half of the times when we find liberal professors like this, you know, they've lived in a box, and all for the whole time they've lived in a box. They don't know what the real reality of the world is, and they're I can't remember what's the guy that ran against Hillary.
You mean Trump?
Bernie.
Yeah.
They're the Bernie Sanders of the world. The Bernie Sanders of the world, and you know, I mean, they haven't had a job in 40 or 45 years, and you know, all of a sudden, you know, gimme. Let's just create big government programs so the middle class and what's claimed to be the rich, they're gonna make, you know, we're gonna pay them back and make them pay for us now. You know, there's a sense of entitlement, and you don't do anything in this world, and it's totally upside down. And I'm really opposed to it because I bust my butt as a lot of your listeners have all their life. And, you know, to say that my wealth is your wealth, I don't agree with that.
Well, you don't need all that money, Corey. You don't need a house or two. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you got a bunch of kids, government will take care of your kids. You have nothing to worry about. Everything's cool. And you're a black man. My God, you know, they're telling you because you're black, you can't take care of yourself. So let us take care of you. We'll take care of you. We'll show you how to take care of yourself.
Well, see, that's the only problem with that. I won't allow something like that. But you know, my thing with it is, like I was telling someone else the other day, you know, if you're a real man, I was telling them about a situation where I spoke out and they were like, you know, a lot of people were like, man, you know, he's not cliquish or whatever. No, I'm my own man. And any man that doesn't stand by what he believes in or what he says is not a man. And any man that stands up and does not stand up for what he believes in or you know, like I'll give you the perfect example, Donald Trump. Or whatever, like that. Hey, he was somebody I voted for, I believe in, and I'm not gonna hide the fact that I support him. No, because if that's the case, then what is a man? A man is not able, you know, it's not, I don't foresee you to be a man if you don't stand up for what you think that's right, or whatever. And if that's what you think, and you got all the facts, hey, go for it. But, you know, no one of us is like feeling ashamed of being white. No one should feel ashamed of being white because what happened hundreds of years ago when black people owned slaves and this and that and they run these cities that they ran into the ground that look like Beirut or whatever, and you want to blame whitey. No, it's not to blame whitey. You know, a lot of times it's not about race. It's not about creed. It's about the person that has to look at themselves in the mirror and, you know, wonder why they are where they are and what's happening in their life. Because no one has to do with that but their person.
All right, well, we got to go for a quick break. Corey Duncan joins me. He'll be with me after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Speak to an attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, get involved in the conversation. I don't care if you hop up on the website. There's a chat room going on up there. You can also head over to the Facebook. We have a Facebook page going on as well, where there's a lot of chat going on there. I don't keep up with it. I have a hard time keeping up with it anyway. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week, and Corey is lovingly referred to as our mad black man from Baltimore. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on there in the city, in the big city, and where nothing has changed since the last riots. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to come on and give my commentary.
Well, and nothing has changed in Baltimore, has it? We'll just take a little turn here, but they've not fixed it. What have they fixed?
Well, today was a very good day besides some other things in my life, but wasn't in my life that happened. The mayor got sworn in today, the new mayor, Ms. Pugh, and God bless her. She says that she's going to change some things and, you know, this or that or whatever. And I fell asleep in the middle of it. So, you know.
Yeah.
So that's my commentary on that. Nothing's changed. Murder rates still high as the devil. Streets are horrible. Everyone's trying to get out of Baltimore City, but they, you know, everything's just hunky-dory, you know.
Unreal. So
exactly.
I think of that, and I think of Elijah Cummings. Has he lost his way and found his way there? I mean, you haven't seen him since the day CVS was still smoldering, right?
Well, he's been around. I'm quite sure him and a lot of the big wig Democrats was there. They had a function for her. And it was $100 a head, so, you know, there's a lot of broke people out there tomorrow morning. But anyway, they won't be broke because, you know, it's the first of the month. They're getting their food stamps, getting my tax money. So, you know, and they're getting their rent paid. So, you know, I should just be quiet and just give my money. But anyway, he probably found his way there or whatever, you know. And, you know, Ms. Pugh, I know not a lot about her politically, but she's been in the neighborhood. But, you know, all of these, all these people are the same way. Once they get in, and any kind of power is, you know, is corruptible or whatever. And then when they get in there, like, you know, before, I'm going to do this and do that. And then, like I told you, the first 100 days is where you can get the most out of who you voted for. And then after that, you got to start having, you know, so lifting that right eyebrow, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no, hey, I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm concerned, you know, I talked to a publisher today, and I'm concerned that the country, and especially in communities like yours and mine and places like that, that we are still stuck as Democrats and Republicans. We're still stuck in the mindset that we don't much care for each other, that kind of thing. And the hatred has not slowed down. The hatred has not backed down between the two. Do you agree?
Absolutely not. The hatred is not going to back down because it's not all politics. It's religion. It's religious too. And you know, for 8 years we've had this thing about Muslims shoved down our throat or whatever like this, and anything that you say that can test somebody walking up to you in a burqa blowing themselves up or whatever like that, and it's like you can't say this or you can't say that, you can't say Merry Christmas, you can't do this. And prior to that, we didn't have these problems, so we already know who the problem was and what the problem was about and what the agenda was being pushed in the second term of Barack Obama. The first term was about the health care and about, you know, chasing, running the NRA. You know, it's nothing you can do with institutions like that because it was around before Barack Obama was even thought of. So, you know, and that's about the Constitution. And what he did, and then the second half of it, he attacked the Constitution. So, you know, I mean, you know, it was like he was trying to do away with it, trying to change things or whatever like that. And, you know, as far as him, you know, I mean, how long he can stay in office. And you know, he's not Castro or anything like that. So, you know, but, you know, it's interesting to listen to the rhetoric that comes out of people's mouths, and they don't even know. You know, like I told you before a long time ago, it's a classification: Democrats, liberals, conservatives, Christians. And a lot of people don't have the clue of what a liberal what a liberal or a conservative is, but they want to sit up and talk about politics, and that's what it is. Both of them are intertwined now, though.
Oh yeah, I love people who think they have a grasp on politics, and you can usually hook them, or you can get them just to shut down in a relatively short period of time because they really don't know what they're talking about. Okay, so back out at it. I love these. No religious icons during Christmas, so says a university, cracking down on potentially. So apparently you're guilty until proven innocent, but potentially offensive religious decorations, all banning displays of the nativity scene and images of the crucifixion. Where is this? Oh, again, Missouri State University. They have a list of holiday decoration guidelines, warns that would generally be inappropriate to display items such as a cross, drawings of Jesus or Muhammad, the nativity scene, the Bible, the Quran. You know, think about that. All right, so the Quran I got. But here's the deal. If you're doing, you know, usually Hanukkah falls close to Christmas. You know, the holidays mostly always refer to Christmas and Hanukkah. So, you know, the Star of David is fine. The cross should be fine. The nativity scene should be fine. Actually, the three wise men were Jews. Jesus was a Jew. So the Jews shouldn't have a problem with this. But this is again, political correctness gone out of, they haven't gone sideways. They've gone out of their minds. One of the comments from one of the university trustees is the images that seem neutral to some may be experienced as religious by others without tradition. But again, 80% of this company identifies with God. I mean, again, first it's bad to be white. Secondly, it's bad to be, geez, if you're a white Christian, you're done. You need to move out of the country.
Well, let's ask a question. Let's flip the question and ask, what about if you're a black Christian? And you love the flag, back home in Texas, I have the American flag, the state flag, and the Marine Corps flag up. I have all three up. and I don't see any fussing or anything going on, but you know, it's all, you know, my thing of it is I don't understand the liberal way of thinking, you know, contrary to socialism. All this sounds like it's socialism or whatever to me. I mean, you have to understand what the words, what the terms of the words are, and you can most definitely, with a lot of these people, a lot of these liberals, you can say Democrat, socialist, Marxist. I mean, you can just go down the list. I mean, it's not hard to pick these guys out or whatever, but a them attacking about the holiday or whatever like that, that right there is just somebody that's a radical, they're just a radical, what's the word I'm looking for? That, fanatic. They, I mean, that's all they are. They're a fanatic as far as the I lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an attack on religion. That's what they're, you know, they're just a radical as far as the religion part of it is or whatever. And that's an attack, but it's all tied into liberalism and socialism.
Well, they've even gotten to the point here of saying, you know what, you shouldn't have it in your personal space, and you shouldn't have any kind of, it's amazing to me. It's almost like as a Christian / white Christian, you have no rights to do anything. It is totally out of control.
I wonder what they say about me then. I mean, I'm black and I'm conservative or whatever. And a lot of people say they call me the black Archie Bunker on the job because or in a lot of places, I got family members call me that or whatever because I'm ultra conservative. I mean, I'm not gonna say I'm you know I live in a glass house and I can throw stones at you or whatever like that. But I mean, I'm just a person. I say what's on my mind and I believe in conservatism. You know, even when I was a Democrat, I wasn't a liberal when Bill Clinton was in office and I voted for him or whatever, but I voted for him because, you know, he boosted the economy, he did things economy-wise. I did not care about his sex life or whatever like that. I could care less about that because, you know, what he does in his sex life, you know, is what he does. She knew that he was a sex maniac like that when he was the governor, so, I mean...
Oh, I had read a passage from books that say she knew what he was like in college. That was one of the things that she used to chase him down in college to stay away from these the other girls' stuff. Yeah,
so you've done your research.
Yeah, yeah, he hasn't changed.
Right,
you know?
And he's not going to change. And that right there, they're not really married. It's a business. It's a, you know, it's a handshake and a wink, and they understand.
It's not personal. It's a business. It's a business. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Corey Duncan stays with me and will be with me on the other side of the break.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
You know, that you should go jump out a window or something just for being white.
Man. Oh, guess what? Ain't going to work with me. Hold on, we're going in.
Jump on the ball, make away the plan. Cool the red, white, and blue.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's Creedence, I think. Somebody will tell me in the chat room. They're in the post. They know that stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and you can buy my book. Come on, get the checkbook. No checks. No checks. I learned that a long time ago. No checks. We'll do the credit card thing. You head over to the website, go to the store. Ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. That's right. White. Let's see if I offended Corey. Corey Duncan joins me. He's our lovingly referred to as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, you may never come on the show again. You may hate me forever because, you know, my new book is called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. So, You know, by the title alone, you can tell that I hate all black people, right?
Well, once again, thank you for having me on. It's always a true pleasure. Let's give a plug to your book, because I haven't heard too much about it. What exactly is the detail?
It's all those conversations that we're all having in the house because we're afraid of having them outside the house.
And hey, Joe, remember, you just paid me for all of the love.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there you go.
They like to email you and email me or whatever about I'm on here, you have me on here or whatever. And I like to thank all of my nice fans out there that write, that email, that they don't like what I say, but they like me or whatever. Well, look, I'm a person, I agree to disagree, and that's not a problem or whatever. But all I say is, look, check this out. I'm not hard to find. Whenever you want to go no holds barred, call Joe, and you can bring you on and bring me on, and we can discuss this.
Yep. I agree with you. So but really, I mean, it was really funny. I've had a few people say, really? Why would you name your book that? I said, why? Because that is every one of the things that people stand against, think are hateful, and don't like. So they're going to pick up the book for two reasons. Some people are going to go, hey, I like that. I'm going to read that. Some people are going to go, let's see what this jerk has to say. And I think it's going to open up a world of conversation. I think that was the whole idea behind the book. So anyway, so head over there and buy it. Don't wait, just buy it. I'm telling you, you won't feel bad about it. Anyway, so Corey, I want to get back to this thing here. Where at Christmas time, for the Christmas holiday, apparently, because some people will feel bad about it, right? We can't have a cross. We can't have drawings of Jesus. We can't have the nativity scene. No Bibles left out. No, I mean, what is it, like a generic give a gift day? I mean, maybe they should change the name of it to generic give a gift day.
You know, it's interesting how we can have the Quran, but we can't have the New Testament, the Bible, or whatever. You know, and the Quran has a lot of hypocritical stuff that's in there, a lot of homosexual stuff, too, if you read it and understand it for what it is or whatever. See, that's what I always tell people, you know, before you can criticize someone, you have to have your facts together and also be able to read and understand. Reading is one thing and understanding is another, and that's how you can tell a good author. You, Dr. Savage, Mark Levin, who I've read several of his books also. You guys, you're not there to do, you're not there to just write a book and have it just pumping a conservative or whatever like that. You write a book to open up ideas with other people and to open their eyes up to there's another world besides just the world you live in or whatever. And that's a good author of a book that when they write a book, hopefully I can learn from you guys or whatever, because I got a mess of things to write about it. Especially, you know, I had to wait until the statute of limitation go like, I guess, around 20, 25 before I can say what I really want to say about some things or whatever. But it's all good. You know, you live and you learn, and I plan on getting your book or whatever. I probably have to save up for it because it's probably way too much.
If you want it signed, it's $125. If you don't want it signed,
go ahead, Hillary.
It's $17.50.
Go ahead, Bill Hillary.
Oh, God. So, but wait a minute, gotta go. So the Missouri State suggests that displaying seasonal decorations, like nondescript greenery, which I really don't, what is that? Is that a wreath? Right? Nondescript greenery. Or simple, some generic winter scenes, which could include images of bells and flowers. Because, you know, you always see flowers in the wintertime, don't you? The document also says that wreaths, snowmen, and Santa Claus are acceptable decor for public spaces. Now, the thing I love about this is we've had a boatload of colleges this year have said you can't display Santa Claus because he's a religious theme or religious symbol. I was thinking, I've read the Bible a few times. I mean, I have read through the Bible a few times. I have yet to find the Santa Claus passage. Have you?
Well, you have to understand that you have to, you know, a lot, like I said before, a lot of comments you have to look past. because they're idiotic, and it's a waste of time of trying to explain that. You know, my theory of it is even from trying to explain about this last presidential race or whatever, it's hard to explain and sit and try to explain to someone that just dead, you know, dead set on what they believe in. And I mean, even if it's idiotic, and as I always say, the first two sentences, the first three or four sentences that a person has when you have a debate with them about something, you can tell they know what they're talking about or they don't know what they're talking about. So I don't waste the time anymore. But I understand totally what you're talking about. I mean, you can't have this up, you can't have that up, you can't say Merry Christmas. And, you know, hopefully by this president coming in January the 20th, I'd be so glad to be there for my family to attend or whatever, this inaugural or whatever. It will change a lot of this. And then you'll see gradually as the years go on next year and then probably the following year, you'll see all of this craziness about you can't say this or you can't say that or whatever. It'll dissipate. I mean, they'll still fuss about it or whatever, or protest about it. But, I mean, come on, Christmas, how many people do you see that's going to be out here in the street rioting about Santa Claus?
You know,
really?
You know what those Christians are like, right? You know, they get pretty rowdy out there at Christmas time because Christmas is all about beating on each other. You know, I could really have a field day with this, but I'm going to be nice about it. I don't get this. And here again, this is a college talking about Christmas and keeping, you can't have any reference to Christmas, but they want it to be Christmas. You know, Corey, the funny thing about this is this didn't all start with any other, I don't believe it did, with any other thing but Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was the birth of Christ that brought this on, and when it came to this country, and they celebrated Christmas in this country. Actually, it wasn't even celebrated for a while because the Puritans didn't want to celebrate it. You know, there's a lot in there that people don't seem to understand. So it's not like one of these groups came over and said, hey, let's celebrate Festivus. Yeah, let's have a holiday tree.
Okay.
Right,
but it's okay. It's okay for to celebrate Transgender Day or whatever like that. It's okay for stuff like that, but it's not okay. Like I said before, you know, you only have a certain percentage of people that's in that crowd anyway. So you know, personally, I wouldn't go after them to try to change that, you know, try to open their mind up to it, because most people like that are generally sick or something that's happened dramatic in their life or whatever, and they can't handle it. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, once they have adversity happen to them in their life, and not social analyzing people or whatever, but at least 80% of them are like that or whatever, and it's like, you know, it's like they want to take everything out on either race or the race and creed of the person or whatever. So it doesn't matter. I mean, it all depends on the person. And I would say that it's an individuality thing or whatever. You know, yeah, look at maybe they've been through something. You know, I don't agree with people saying that they were born like this, and then, you know, they attack politics, attack Christians, you know, your religion or whatever. You know, we need to get away from that. You know, the one thing how to keep a conversation fluid and positive is to keep religion and politics out of it. Then we can get somewhere.
Good luck with that. Let me know how that works out for you.
I mean, my nose had went through the window, so I, you know. You should have saw my nose growing on that one.
You know, the left is not going to let it go. The left is constantly going to bring up, you know, where we're off, what we're doing wrong. Okay, real quick before we run out of time, did you see that whole Victoria's Secrets dust up about the cultural appropriation and the racist costumes that were made?
Oh, God.
Right, so, well, yeah, I mean, you look at the costumes. They were pretty cool costumes. I don't know a whole bunch about that. Cosmopolitan magazine put up a piece and said, our Helen Jugg, executive lifestyle editor of the outlet, criticized what she called the sexist, patriarchal, mostly white corporation for its brazen perpetuation of what is clearly cultural appropriation. So I'm not into fashion, so don't get me wrong here, but they look like pretty, you know, nice gowns or nice dresses but you can tell some of them are South American, some of them are Mexican, some of them are from different parts of the world, and they call it cultural appropriation. Just nuts. These people are out of their minds. Hey, we're up against the time. Tell people where they can find you.
Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook and Corey Prez Duncan. I want to give a big shout out to all three of my children, Tristan, Cornessa, and Chandler. Chandler, they all made the honor roll and great game tonight. My son scored 16 points, 11 rebounds. Might be coming out there to you guys out there in California.
Hey, that's not right. There's no equality there. My kids are too old to get, you know, to get straight A's. Anyway, hey, Corey, thanks for being with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Got a lot coming up the next hour. Listen, don't go far, because Donald Trump wants to cancel his Boeing contract. That makes sense to you? It does to me. We'll be right back.